This is Danielle Yaovietska with the BBC News. Hello. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners are being freed by Israel as part of the final exchange of the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire deal. Buses have taken some to Ramallah in the occupied West Bank, where huge crowds were gathered. Others will be released in East Jerusalem. In return, Hamas released the bodies of four Israeli hostages in Gaza who are being identified by Israeli officials. Sebastian Usher is in Jerusalem.
This was set out as a three-phase deal. When phase one ends, phase two should begin. Phase two would see the release of all the remaining Israeli hostages alive or dead. It would see Israeli troops withdraw fully from Gaza, and it would see an end to the current hostilities there. But there are still big differences between Hamas and Israel over this. The Israeli government essentially does not want Hamas to play any role in Gaza anymore. But that's something that Hamas has so far rejected.
President Trump has confirmed that his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, will visit Washington on Friday to sign an agreement on sharing Kyiv's mineral resources. Mr. Zelensky has described that deal as preliminary and wants further accords, particularly one that gives Ukraine security guarantees. Danny Eberhard reports.
Reuters has seen a draft. I mean, this is all supposed to be a framework agreement, according to the Ukrainians, on establishing what's known as a reconstruction investment fund. What does that mean? We're not precisely sure at this stage. And further negotiations will have to take place on a more detailed binding agreement. But according to Reuters, the fund will be jointly managed by the US and Ukraine. Ukraine will pay in about half of its revenues from new state-owned extractions.
The Trump administration has revoked an agreement with Venezuela, which allowed it to export some of its oil to the US and other countries despite economic sanctions. Leonardo Rocha reports.
This is the first major sign of hostility from the new US administration towards Venezuela's socialist government. Relations between President Nicolas Maduro and Donald Trump had so far been surprisingly smooth, but Mr. Trump now claims Caracas hasn't lived up to its promises. The concession enabling the American company Chevron to extract Venezuelan oil was approved in 2022 by the former Biden administration. Mr. Maduro had in return promised fair elections. But he was sworn into a third term last month amid widespread accusations of vote rigging.
The UN's World Food Programme says thousands of people could die after it was forced to withdraw from the Zamzam refugee camp in western Sudan. Home to almost 500,000 people, Zamzam in North Darfur State has been caught up in heavy fighting between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary RSF. BBC World News. The far-right Romanian politician Călin Georgescu has said his arrest on Wednesday was a desperate initiative by the Romanian authorities, backed by Brussels. Mr. Georgescu is accused of six charges, including supporting a fascist organisation and instigating acts against the constitutional order. The parliament of Bosnia's majority Serb region has rejected the conviction of the Bosnian Serb leader Milorad Dodik. The Republika Srpska president was found guilty of ignoring the rules of the International High Representative, but a resolution in the National Assembly of Republika Srpska claimed the ruling was unconstitutional. Here's Guy Delaunay.
Milorad Dodik had promised radical measures if he was convicted. The first of them have come in the parliament of Bosnia's majority Serb region. The Republika Srpska National Assembly instructed prosecutors to take action against officials from the court of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Representatives approved a resolution which described Mr. Dodik's prosecution as an attempt to overthrow the country's constitutional order. The move represents the continuation of a power struggle between the Bosnian Serb leader and International High Representative Christian Schmidt.
A prominent independent journalist is to go on trial in Vietnam on Thursday, accused of infringing upon the interests of the state. State media say that Huy Duc published 13 posts on his personal Facebook page that allegedly criticised the government. The King of Morocco, Mohammed VI, has asked Moroccans to abstain from performing the traditional Muslim rite of slaughtering sheep on Eid al-Adha this year due to a sharp drop in the country's herd. The shortages are blamed on a series of droughts. Cattle and sheep numbers have decreased by 40% compared to a decade ago due to dry pastures. Eid al-Adha takes place in June. Morocco's having to import 100,000 sheep from Australia. BBC News.